Test 1. Exercise 1, page 4. Recording 1.
Now it's time for health news with Jennifer Knowles. What have you got for us this morning, Jennifer?
Well, all the main news outlets are talking about electronic cigarettes because they are really taking off with smokers.
Really?
Yes. In fact, e-cigarette sales increased from 50,000 in 2008 to 3.5 million in 2012.
Impressive. And how do these e-cigarettes work?
Well, as some of our listeners may know, e-cigarettes are battery-powered devices that deliver nicotine in the form of an aerosol mist, so there is no smoke as such. The producers claim that they are a healthy alternative to smoking.
Is that the case, Jennifer? Are they really safe?
Researchers are not sure yet about their health effects, though most think that they are probably less harmful than traditional cigarettes. Others are concerned that the trend of rising use could hook young people, who might then move on to more harmful products, like conventional cigarettes.
Okay, well, keep us informed on developments.
I sure will.
Recording 2.
Have you just finished your education, or do you need a break? Do you dream of giving something back? Do you long to get involved with a good cause, but feel bewildered by the alternatives? If you have valuable skills but need some help finding an organisation where your skills will be appreciated, then visit our website, volunteeropportunities.org, to find the perfect voluntary work for you. You will have the experience of a lifetime.
Recording 3.
To your left, you will see Gallery 5, which contains treasures from Bronze Age Britain. We'll return to Gallery 5 later. Please follow me. Here we are at our special exhibit called Guardians and Protectors. As you can see, it contains a variety of animals, from large sculptures to tiny pieces of jewellery. What these pieces have in common is what they represent. All of these animals had the role of guardians. Lions, for example, are known for their strength and have appeared as guardian figures in different cultures worldwide throughout history. This sculpture of a lion which you see here, for example, probably sat in the doorway of a house.